Hello.
Hello.
Hey, trying to speak with Ken.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Ken. Mike here from Huff and Mazer. How you doing?
Yeah, good, good.
All right, lovely. So, Ken, I called you last week, and you mentioned that you wanted to speak. You wanted me to call you back this week. So, this is
What do
about the mobile
you,
application. Sorry.
yeah. We can't decide what we want to do. We just can't decide
Okay. Do
what
you
we
have like
want to do.
partners
You're not
who
the
are
problem.
decision makers?
No. No, we're looking at five or six different business opportunities. We just don't know what we want to
Okay. Would you like to share them with
do.
me, or is that something that you'd like to keep to yourself for now?
Well, what would you do about it? What would you do
Repeat
if you
that.
knew the six different businesses I'm looking at? Honestly, what would you do?
Well, I could help you decide which one you should go for. I mean, given that you feel comfortable,
Well,
discussing future.
how could you help me? Have you got a crystal ball? Have you got experience in all these businesses?
Well, actually, Ken, I happen to be a certified business analyst, right? And my job for bread and butter is to, kind of break down a business idea and, determine its future impact on the cost, on the timeline, whether it's going to be feasible for you as under your individual circumstances or not. So I'm kind of an expert at business analysts. I mean, so if there's something that I can do
Okay,
for you,
so
I'd be
yeah. Well, yeah, give me the name and the phone number of somebody, of three people that you've helped open up a business and they're successful.
Okay. Well, I think you had a visit to our website last time, and like we mentioned on the website as well, we have 400 plus clients, right? And we help technology startups, right? So we help you create an online presence, we help you create a mobile application. So we don't do conventional businesses. For example, if you tell me, you want to open up a bakery, for example, I might just be able to help you with, setting up an online ordering system, but not the, the brick and mortar operations of the business. So are you leaning in that
Okay.
direction? I mean, do you want to do a tech startup, or are you looking into more conventional kind of businesses?
I'm looking for you to give me the names and phone numbers of successful clients that you have.
Well, we don't work that way, Ken. I mean, I cannot divulge the details of my clients to you so early on, right? I mean, we do that, but that's like, towards the end of the process before we sign you up, right? So if we go through a successful, discovery process whereby, I give you a proposal, you understand it, you like the idea, you tell me, Mike, it's good to go. I just need to speak to a few clients to make sure you guys are a good company. We do that. I mean, we can give you some references that you can speak to. But, I wouldn't want to bother my clients. I'll be frank with you. I wouldn't want to go bother my clients if we're not supposed to work together, if we don't have a definite plan of working together. I hope you don't mind. I mean,
I
that's a big no
understand.
secret.
I understand. So tell me what the entry level is, the financial entry level for your services.
Well, see, there are two kinds of starting ballparks I can give you, right? If you want to go with a mobile application, that's going to cost you a bare minimum of $8,000, right? And that's
Okay.
our pricing for last year. This is not the price for this year, but I'll give you this price if we plan to work together soon. However, if you don't have that kind of budget and you think you have many other expenses to take care of as far as the business is concerned, apart from building the online presence, then what we can do is we can also build you a web application that is going to work just similar to a mobile application. However, it's going to be accessible through a browser and not the app stores. And that is going to cost you, at a starting price of $3,000 to $3,500. Of course, it all comes down to the kind of functionalities you need, what kind of, business model you have, whether what kind of features we need to build in. And that requires a discussion and in-depth discussion on what you are planning to pursue from here.
Yeah, now, Mike, that's all. Let's suppose that the money's not a problem. How much is it going to cost to advertise and promote my app before it starts making money, serious money? We're looking at $50,000, $60,000, $80,000.
Well, I you know, there's, I don't know how familiar you are with applications, so I'll try not be, you know, crazy, you know, I try not to use very tech-heavy words, right? But there's many different monetization avenues when you talk about a mobile application, right? I cannot tell you, or I would not want to tell you, that you can earn $50,000 in the first 6 months. I don't want to make it sound like a bogus scheme, right? But once we discuss the idea, then I can tell you that there's three, let's say there's three or four different pockets of monetization that you can utilize, you know, that your industry currently uses, and here's what you can do. Now, each of these pockets could give you $10,000 to $20,000. A certain second pocket could give you about $20,000 to $30,000. But that, again, depends upon your business model, depends upon what kind of monetization avenues we can explore with something that you, you know, that within your industry and within your business model, right? Once again, I mean, before I can suggest you anything, I at least need to have some high-level details on what you're trying to pursue with your business. Because without that, I'll just give you, you know, numbers in the air, and that's not going to be helpful. That at some point down the road, you may feel like, you know, I miscommitted something to you at the start, and I don't want to do that, to be honest.
I understand. So you're a certified business analyst.
Yes, sir. I happen to be one. Yep.
And who certified you?
Well, I've studied from Coursera. It's a, you know, it's a virtual program. Coursera is Coursera. They offer courses from Harvard and MIT and other reputable universities as well. You could search them up online, and I do have a valid certification and license as well.
And how do you spell that, Coursera? Spell it again. C-O?
C-O-U-R, just how you spell course, right? And then R-A,
yeah.
Coursera.
Okay. Coursera.com?
Coursera.com. There you go.
And you have a certification from them. How many classes did you take?
Well, we had 12 different modules. Right, that were divided into 36 sub-modules, so it's a total of 36 sessions you have to take with them over a period of 1.5 years before you're awarded the certification.
And you did that?
Of course, sir. That's how I got the license key.
Yeah? How long? So the name of your company is... It's a weird name. Give it to me. I'm going to spell it.
Okay, it's going to be Hoff, as in the surname Hoff, H-O-F-F, and as
so,
in A-N-D.
So Hoff and?
Mazer, as in
Mazer.
M-A-Z, as in zebra, O as in Oscar. R as in Romeo. So Hoff and Mazer is basically Ted Hoff and Stanley Mazer, two of the four founders, or the two of the four inventors of the microprocessor chips that we use in almost all the electronic devices today. So Ted Hoff and Stanley Mazer, and that's how it comes up with Hoff and Mazer.
Okay, and what do you guys, my internet is off. For some reason, it's down. I would be pulling your website up as we're speaking, but I can't get online. What would you say your main product that you sell? Is it the mobile app or is it the web app? Which is more popular?
Right.
What do you sell most? Probably mobile.
We're basically a mobile-first company, and we, you know, we kind of recommend mobile technologies because that's where the world is leading towards. I mean,
a layman example,
in the past you would say, you know, you have to get into your customer's wallet, right? You have to get into their pocket, right? Now we say you have to get into your customer's phone in order to build a loyalty relationship with them.
Okay. Do you have the ability for, if I were to be a client, would your software have the ability to send out 10,000 text messages to 10,000 of my clients?
Absolutely.
At one time?
Yeah. Of course, yeah. There's two ways to go about it. Sorry? One time, you say?
Well, say tomorrow I'm having a big sale. So today I want to send out 10,000 text messages for the promotion, for the sale, for tomorrow's sale. So they don't have to go out simultaneously, but say 10,000 over an hour period of time.
Email marketing, right? Yeah, I mean, of course, the only bottleneck I see with this equation is the timeline, right? And if you have such a tight timeline, you know, given the circumstances, you know, the only thing we'd probably need from you is going to be a mailing list of your clients or your, you know, customers who you'd like to, you know, kind of target with this email blast campaign, right? Otherwise,
well,
like
not
I said,
an email.
Sorry?
No, Mike, not an email. A text, T-E-X-T, S-M-S.
Definitely. Even that's doable.
Yeah. Okay. 10,000 over a two-hour period of time. Okay, why don't you think about that? That's important to me. You'll need to find out. And what's the cost for that? And then the second thing I need to know, well, no, look, if you want me as a client, you're going to have to get me some answers.
I'm sorry. Yep. Please go ahead.
The second thing is emails. I might want to send out not only a text message to these 10,000 people, I may want to send them an email. And I need to know. There are companies out there that will send out emails for me for virtually nothing. 10,000. Virtually nothing. Maybe $100 for 10,000 emails. And
right.
They say they should do the same thing for SMS.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you know, a server,
and I don't have to download my files to them. I don't have to export anything to them. As part of their software, I'll be able to do it. Go to Square, Square. It's an e-commerce site.
Right, I know about
them. Okay, look them up. Check them out and see what they have to offer and see what you, your company, has to offer to match that or to compare with that.
Okay, I think we're not doing apples to apples right now, Ken, because Square is a product, right?
I know what it is.
We are a service-based company. Now, if
you're a developer. You're a developer.
We're a developer, and then we bring in strategy, right? I mean, Square is not going to give you the personalized strategy that you need for your business, right? And that's exactly what I was about to say. Now, if you tell me right now that you have a sale going live in 3 hours, you need to get a campaign live in 2 hours or 3 hours, whatever that timeline is, I would politely decline, you know, that partnership. Why? Because we need some prep time. What we do is we bring in strategy, right? We have marketing specialists. We have people from, you know, ex-employees of Google. We have people from, you know, big marketing firms that work with us. And their job is not just to send out, you know, an email blast campaign to 10,000 lists of people that you provide us. We build the strategy behind it. And then, of course, sending out the email or pressing the send button or using a server or setting up a server that can, you know, take that kind of load, that's probably about 10% of that total job that you're looking at. Once again, Square is going to do that 10% as a product, right? It's not going to give you a strategy. It's not going to give you a team that's going to work with you to create that marketing campaign that's going to be long run, right? Not just a sale, but a whole marketing persona that we build for you, which Square cannot do. Because Square is a product, right? You could, you know, upload a list in there, probably like an email list, and it would send out a blast campaign of the content that you create, right? So at the end of the day, you have to be the brain behind it, right? In our case, you don't have to be the creative expert. You don't have to be the marketing expert. You don't have to be the business analyst. You don't have to be the developer. That's all. Everything comes from us because we are the creative agency here. So again, Square is a product, and we are a service, and we don't exactly operate the way Square does.
No, I understand that. yeah, it's been off. I unplugged it I unplugged it 10 minutes ago because 2 hours ago it went down. You've been on? Online?
Yeah.
No.
I was on the...
Well, that's news to me. I haven't been able to get online for I haven't been able to get online for almost 2 hours. So...
It looks like you have someone to help you now.
Well, Mike, I understand what you're saying, okay? And everything you said is true. Now, for your company to do all the things that you've said that you do, that's expensive. That's, you know, how am I going to pay for that? And is that a monthly fee? Is it a la carte? You know. In other words, you don't just throw that all in a pot and mix it up and say, okay.
Uh-huh. No, I'm so sorry to cut you off. I appreciate your privacy, sir. But the only problem here with this discussion we're having is that I know nothing about what you – I have no background about what you're looking to achieve, right? If you have an e-commerce store, tell me about it so I can – you know, I can tell you things around that, right? Right now I can tell you a lot of things, but they're not going to be personalized according to the kind of solution you're looking for. So – tell me a bit about your plans. I mean, what do you have an existing business that you're looking to market? Do you want to set up a new enterprise?
Well, I have an existing online vitamin. I sell vitamins and minerals online, but that's not a website that's very attractive. It has to be redone. It's not an industry that I'm very interested in. There's a million guys to compete, you know, and it's really hard when you don't have anything absolutely unique.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody's got vitamins. You know, lots of guys sell vitamins, and everybody says the same thing. Mine's better than yours. Mine's the best, you know.
Right, and that's exactly where a marketing team comes in. I mean, if you have to stand out, you have to be creative than the rest of the other people in the industry, and almost all the industries – It's nothing like inventing the wheel today, right? There's nothing like, you know, creating, discovering something or inventing something unless you work in a science lab, right? So almost all the industries are saturated, and it's the marketing, mouthpiece that's going to help you to stand out and to help your product that's not a lot different from the other products.
I would rather come up with an idea that is more unique. Doesn't have to be totally unique, but more unique. In other words, there's probably, at least hundreds of guys that have been selling vitamins for years online. That's not unique. That's not, they all say the same thing.
You actually remind me of one of my clients as well. Yeah, sorry.
I would rather come up with something more unique. And I don't want it to be tangible. I'd rather it were a digital product. Like, you know, here's a list of all the millionaires in the world, all the millionaires in the world who are willing to donate money to you if you've got a good cause. Just sign up here and be a member of my club. That's the kind of stuff. So we'd have to get a list of all the millionaires in the world, and we'd have to make that membership available to people. Now, would that sell? Golly, I don't know, Mike. I mean, why would we all waste our time and money if that's a bad idea? It might be a good idea. I mean, you know how many millionaires there are around the world? Let me tell you.
How many?
Well, there's 22,000 in America. Just America alone, 22,000. You know how many billionaires there are?
Yep.
Yeah. Did you know there's 183 billionaires in America? I didn't know that. I would have never believed it. Now, if the internet's accurate, that's interesting. So anyway, I need to come up with something, Michael, that has got more appeal. I mean, they can go to the store and buy vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the millionaire club may not be such a bad idea.
That millionaire bling, that kind of tells me, you know, the purpose, and that's exactly what I was about to ask you. So, you know, when you have so many different options and you cannot decide what you do, right, then you have to look at your purpose, right? What exactly are you trying to achieve? Is it that you want to make a small little amount of money for yourself, right, which any business does, there's nothing bad with that, right? Or you want to help the society, it's going to be a social entrepreneurship project, right? There is a thing called social entrepreneurship as well, like you would know, right? So where you help the community and you earn a piece of that as well, right? Now, there's so many things you can do, but at the end of the day, you have to look at the purpose of what you're trying to achieve. Now, even if you talk about the supplements, right, it's not a bad idea as long as you can make money out of it, right? And like I was telling you, I do have a client that you kind of remind me of for two reasons. A, I think you're a senior person yourself, right? And, you know, the other client I'm talking about, he's a senior person as well. And then he also deals in supplements and, you know, talks a bit just like you. So are you back online on the internet, by the way?
No, I'm trying. As we're speaking, I'm dying to get back online. I was going to pull up your website so we could talk, but I can't. For some reason, my internet is not working. Down here in my office where I'm at, apparently it's working in a different part of the building. This is strange. This is weird. Where are you, in California?
Yeah, myself, I'm in California, and we have two offices, one in California and the other one in Wyoming.
Wyoming?
Uh-huh. We also launched a third office, but it's not official yet. It's going to be in the New York.
Yeah, so you can be on Eastern time. Yeah. So
myself, I'm in California. Yeah, so I follow the Pacific Zone.
Yeah, California. I see where you're at. You're up in Los Altos, San Jose, huh?
Right, you're close. Yeah, San Jose. That's where most of the tech scene is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and your first name is Mike. Michael.
Michael, yes, sir.
I have a brother living in Los Altos.
Okay.
I have a nephew living in San Jose. Yeah. Not too far from you.
Nice. Okay. I mean, if they are kind of, you know, helpful to you and we decide to work together, they could even come down and, you know, we could even have a coffee or something.
So your clients, do they typically employ your company on an engagement where they put down a retainer? Let's say it's a $2,500 retainer, mm-hmm. and you guys come up with a business model and you work off that. And I mean, how do you work? How do you, how do you bill your clients?
Okay, yeah, let me give you some insight on that. So we work on fixed price models, right, whereby you don't have any kind of recurring you don't have any recurring obligations to yourself, right? So what we do is before we get you on board, we give you a business model, right, or we give you a scope of work on what we're going to achieve out of the fixed price model, right, and then we quote you a single price and a single timeline for that as well, right? Now, when that's achieved and when that's done, you can decide if you want to, you know, stick to us on a fixed price project, or you want to have us for something on a monthly retainer. However, the first handshake service that we do to you is going to be a fixed price project. That's going to be a fixed scope against a fixed cost.
Okay.
And we lay down the plan before we get you on board. So, you know, it's like more like a guaranteed commitment against a fixed financial obligation.
You know, there's 10 times more than I know, and probably more than I'll ever know, but there's all kinds of mobile apps. There's, you know, little junior versions that are not very effective, and then there's highly sophisticated, like the $100 million companies. You know, where are you guys? Somewhere in between?
Yeah, I mean, we're not a mobile app product, right? So we do not fall in that race. We actually build apps for, you know, the kind of application companies you're talking about. So most of these applications you see out there that are making $500,000 or, you know, $5 million, they actually work with companies like us, and they hire us to, you know, kind of build the platform for them. And then what they do is, or where they come in, is that they operate the platform, they moderate the platform, they market the platform, and they make it into a sustainable business for the years to come. However, the technology and, you know, building that platform is where we actually help companies like yourselves and, you know, app companies that range anywhere between, you know, $50,000 in revenue to, you know, even $50 million in revenue.
So help me understand, are you selling a fixed project or fixed product?
We're selling a fixed project, which means that,
okay.
Yeah, based upon a certain fixed number of hours that we spend upon your product's development, and you pay us a remuneration for that.
I hear you. I wish I could get on your website so that I could review this. Mike, to be fair to you, I really need to look at your website. You have a lot of things on there that will answer my questions for me, probably, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's pretty detailed, and it's also mobile responsive. So if your computer is not working, it's not picking up the internet, you could even use your phone and pull up the website as well.
Well, I guess I could do that. Let me get out of. Let's see, Michael. Let me see if I can get out of these apps I was into. You're not the problem. So just, don't worry.
Right. Take your time. No issues. So you said you're in the office today, right?
Oh, I work from my home.
Okay.
Shoot. Well, let's see if we can pull up your website here on my phone. Let me get rid of some of this stuff here. This is crazy.
Let me know if I should spell that for you.
No, you're not the problem. No. Let me, you know, Mike, 20 years ago when all this started, things were pretty simple. You were probably in high school back then. Maybe. You might have been in grade school.
20 years ago, you said, probably. Uh-huh.
20 years ago, things were much simpler, and it was a lot easier to, navigate and go around.
Well, isn't that ironic? I mean, you know, with all the technology and everything, a lot of people would kind of debate that it's much easier today to, you know, navigate about things. But then I hear what you say. I mean, totally. You kind of get lost in all the information overload. And there's so many devices, there's so much, you know, blinging around you. You have to, you know, it's hard to keep focus.
Yeah. Okay, so Hoffman Mazur.
Yeah, Hoff and Mazur.
Just Hoff and A&E?
Yeah, Huff, H-O-F-F, and?
A-N-D. And Mazur. These guys are German. These guys are Germans. Where are you from?
Well, so Ted Hoff and Stanley Mazur are the two inventors of the microprocessors, right? So
well, yeah, but they're well, they're German. Where are you from? You got an accent. Where are you from?
I'm sorry. What do you mean by that? I told you I'm sitting in California.
Yeah, but you're not. You weren't born here. That's all right. It's not a problem. What country? You're from Israel. You're from Palestine. You're from Pakistan. You're from Russia.
Right. My origin is from Pakistan. You have a good sixth sense, yeah. I must say.
Yeah, you have
people in Pakistan.
Well, there's a lot of people from Pakistan who are into the digital world. You guys are way in front of the Americans.
Right.
America will be second fiddle to the Pakistani. Oh yeah, you guys will be so far out in front.
Better. I mean, you know, with all the expertise we have with the technology, we kind of bring it to use for the Americans. And that's not a bad idea. What do you say?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I'm on your website. Hoff and Mazur, happy to see your domain with Hostinger. That must be the company that hosts most of your websites, if not certainly your website. Who's Hostinger? Is that your...
I think you're looking at the wrong domain. It should be... Oh, okay, you're looking at the other domain we have. If you just type in Hoff and Mazur, you would find us on Google, right? But if you're typing in the domain with the .com, then you should be typing in Hoff, and then N as in Nancy, like an abbreviation for and then Mazur.com. So this domain that you're looking at right now with Hostinger, that also belongs to us, and you know, Hostinger is basically it's a domain provider. So this domain is Spark with them right now. But we own it.
So you guys, are you a registrar?
Not really. So Hostinger happens to be the registrar with the domain, right? We kind of use them to purchase our domains, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
You should be looking at the other domain. That's our primary domain. That's going to be Hoff, N as in Nancy, Mazur.com.
Okay, I'll look at that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hoff, H-O-F-F-N, as in Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mazur, Mazor.com. How long you been with these guys? How long you been with Hoff and Mazur?
Well, I've been with them for about 3.5 years, probably close to 4. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's okay. So we simplify app development, become noticeable with the best app development services. Our team of app developers. Ba, 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 ba. Okay. All right. So I'm on your website.
What's your first impression about it?
Well, I'm on a phone, so, you know, it's not as, when you're on a laptop with a big screen, it's more impressive, you know. But it's a good website. I mean, you know.
All right.
So, chat now, get a quote.
Do you want me to leave you a message on here? I'm on the website, so let me go ahead and pick you up on the chat here.
How long has Hoff and Mazur been in this end of the business, the app development side?
Well, so the parent company has been in business for almost about 9 years now. In fact, we have our 9th business anniversary in April this year. However, yeah. Huff and Blazer has been around for probably about 2.5 years. So we actually come under a larger umbrella. You know, that's my employment company, and that happens to have more than one, you know, business names. I mean, so Huff and Blazer is just one part of the larger umbrella.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you see my message on the website?
Not yet. I'm scrolling down.
Where it says chat with us, if you just tap on that, it's going to pull up a chat box.
I'm scrolling down. Let's see. We partner with top brands. Let's discuss your project, our recent work. The Wise app helps you lead a safer and smarter life at home. I'm scrolling down. How far down do I need to scroll?
Well, no, you should be able to see the chat box on there, right on the screen, wherever you are. You know, you'd see something like chat with us or something.
Well, let me scroll back here.
Yeah, I think you did read that. I mean, I think that was on the top, though.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Mike Smith joined the chat. Hey, Ken.
Right, that's
okay,
me.
Okay, is this Mike Smith? This is a picture of Mike Smith?
Yeah, you're looking at the right person.
Zendesk.
Right, Zendesk is the, you know, the chat software that's installed on the website.
Please update your emails. Okay, so
you messages to show you that you're looking at the right website.
Right. Yeah. Mike, I can only see half your face. You were in the shadows. Did you take this yourself? This is your own picture you took with your cell phone, and you uploaded it.
Not really. I mean, this is one of my friends who took it. It's not the most formal picture I have of me, but, you know, I did not give it a second thought when I was, you know, uploading this picture.
Yeah, you're from Pakistan. That's good.
Right. There
Pakistan.
You go.
A lot of digital people from Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Martin. Do you know a Rick Martin?
Rick happens to be my colleague, so he kind of receives a person on the website. Yeah.
Okay.
So whenever you come in, we see you on the chat and we pick you up.
So for a client, a potential client like me, what's the next step? What should I do?
Well, break the idea to me. Tell me about it so, you know, I can kind of use my skills to lay it down for you. And
well, I'd like to do a directory. I'd like to create a directory, Mike, that is unique. And let's have some fun, and let's just stay with the millionaire idea. Let's suppose we develop a mobile app and an ad campaign to attract people who would like to be in touch with all the millionaires in the world. We'd have to, now, before we do that, we'd have to be sure we could get a list, Mike. In other words, if there's 22 million millionaires in America, can we get that list? I mean, just America alone might be big enough to attract. You know, I don't need a lot of clients. If I have a membership where people pay me $15 a month, and I have 1,000 members, that's meaningful. You know, that's $15,000 a month. That's $180,000 a year. And for an old retired guy like me, I could be happy with that.
Right.
So let's stay with that. How can we get the list of 22 million people in this country? Is that something we could easily get, Mike?
Well, I think you could get the names per se, but you wouldn't be able to get the contact details, and that's exactly what I was about to mention. So, you know, unless you have a big connections, you know, you have a big network, you happen to be from one of the, you know, the top 10 enterprises, you wouldn't be able to break into the 22 million, millionaires that happen to exist in the United States, right? And that's because, you know, in order to tap them, or in order to, you know, kind of pursue them to and convince them to be on your platform, you need to have that kind of network, right? You need to be affiliated
yeah.
with Silicon.
Yeah, I agree. So what do you know about LinkedIn? Because probably most of them are in LinkedIn. That they play themselves off as, you know, the B2B, we're the big guys, we're the big dogs, you know. If you're anybody at all, you would be in LinkedIn, you know.
Right, yeah.
So they're all in, we won't say they're all, but a great many of them are LinkedIn. Can we solicit LinkedIn to get that list out of them? Probably not, huh?
Well, LinkedIn wouldn't give you the list based upon people's net worth, right? But there are ways to get about it. Right, no, there's no one straight way to, you know, get like a table list of people who are over $1 million, right? But LinkedIn is not the kind of platform, you know, that's going to give you the list of people who are, you know, based upon their income or based upon their net valuation. So no,
okay.
that's not the right platform.
I'm going to stay with this list of millionaires because I'm probably the only guy you're going to ever talk to that's going to try to compile this list. That makes me unique. Now that part I like. And it's going to be very difficult to get this list. That part I like. So we've got to figure out, I've got to figure out, you know, how can I get the list? You know, if you Google Mike Smith, and ask about what, how much is Mike Smith net worth, you'll get a number. Google will give you a number.
You wouldn't get the net worth for the right person. I mean, there may be quite a few Mike Smiths all over the world, especially since the name's
well,
so generic.
In this example, yes. But if we said Mike Smith and Galliano, that's your last name, not just Smith. It's Smith and Galliano. There's only one in the world like that.
Right. But
so whatever. Whatever.
Valuation, so you know that wouldn't help.
Well, yeah. Well, how do I get? I mean, there are people that will sell you a mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, right?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, they claim, these big companies claim, they've got a list for about anything you want. So anyway, let's move this along so that both of us can make some progress. Assume I can get the list. In fact, I can't get online. I've got a name of a company in Chicago. They claim 30 million mailing, you know, emails. They've got everybody in the world. If you ever ask them, that, you know, you just ask them, oh, yeah, we got that list. So assume I can get a list.
Mm-hmm.
Then what do? We got to solicit those people. We've got to try to convince them to be a member. That's one approach. The other approach, Mike, is that we don't go after any of those people. That's the goal. That's the honey hole. That's the place where we're going to access. So we go after the rest of America and say, how would you like to make contact with the 22 million millionaires in America, many of whom are willing to donate to your cause or help you start a business? And if you're interested, Bob, Betty, Joe, sign right here and become a member of our club. The Millionaire Giveaway Club.
But there are many of the platforms out there that cater to, you know, the general public, right? The general donors. So once again, I mean, we could put a strategy in place, but if you're trying to do something different, then this is not different. Just so you know, I mean, before we go down the rabbit hole and we try and break something, there are platforms that I can show you that are doing, you know, amazing work in the field of donation and causes, right? For example, go look up GoFundMe.com, and it's one of the largest donation platforms and has some of the largest donors as well.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been around. They were one of the first. Yeah.
Right. So I think it's best if you have something that you've been working on for, say, years or, say, a decade or over, it's best to continue that and try and, you know, kind of tweak that and, you know, change its direction so it happens to become something that you can, you know, kind of cherish for the years to come rather than trying to start something new at this time, especially with the post-COVID economy and, you know, the recession looming in. I think the best idea is to stick to what you do right now. I'm pretty sure you have more than one businesses right now as well. And if there's one of them that you think has some, you know, hope of, you know, building on or something that you think could be done better given expert help, then we could look at that rather than trying to set up something new which already has, you know, some of the largest sharks out there that are not going to let you be in the industry for too long.
I hear you, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I think you're right. I like the way you're thinking. Basically what you're saying is the chances of taking something that's working and making it better is a better idea than trying to start something brand new. I mean, you're right. That is true.
Exactly. Did
you learn that in Coursera?
Well, not exactly, but I mean, yeah, they do teach you critical thinking and, you know, logical. You know, it's called the logical algorithm building, whereby you take a situation and you work around that.
All right, I got another one for you. We own, my family owns a company called Happy Tail Puppies. Happy Tail, T-A-I-L, puppies.com. They're one of the largest online retailers of puppies in this country.
Oh, wow, okay.
Happy Tail Puppies.
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. My son, my two sons and my wife own that company. I helped them start it about 10 years ago. They're very successful.
Okay,
now,
wow, that's good to know. Mm-hmm.
They have no idea how to promote it on a digital social media. They employ an advertising agency that runs ad campaigns, and they do well, but they could do better. In other words, they've never tapped in to the mobile app. They've not tapped into that arena, Mike. Now, I would be interested in us pursuing that with you. And you'd have to deal with me because it may be that I'll do it for them, put up the money and do it for them. I'm not sure yet. But that is an idea that currently works. It's just that I'd like to see it work even better. And, Mike, and I'd like to see them reduce the amount they're spending on monthly ad campaigns. They're spending a fortune on monthly ad campaigns because they know nothing else. Nobody's ever told them anything else. So keep that to you. This is private.
Okay, so my first question right back at you. How much are they spending right now on the ad campaign?
$50 a month.
$50,000?
Yep. That's not to be repeated.
Okay.
And you didn't hear that from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they could drop down to 20 to 25 and still be very successful. And that would be tremendous. That'd be an incredible savings. But I'd have to go to them with an idea that appears to be, you know, well thought out. And we'd have to test it. You know, you would have, in other words, I'll have to spend some money. If we work together, I'll have to spend some money to have you guys put together something that we can test. And if it works, then I can go to them and say, look what this company can do for you.
Yeah, okay, you heard about Premier Puffs, by the way.
Yeah, that's our competitor. You know?
Right. So we've already worked with Premier Puffs about 2 years ago. That was the last time we worked with them. And,
yeah, they're in Ohio.
Sorry?
You did work with them? Yeah, we know Mike, the owner.
Right, yes. I just want to mention that to you. So. Sorry?
They're in Columbus, Ohio. Right
exactly,
outside of Columbus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we know them. We're on a first name. We know each other.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, if you have a personal acquaintance with them, you could even ask about our company and they'd know.
Well,
so,
we may do that. How long did you work with them?
Well, I didn't personally work with them. I mean, I wasn't on the team, but I think we worked for somewhere about 2.5 years. And, they had a campaign, they had a donation campaign for setting up dog shelters, all over the USA at that time. And we were kind of running the marketing campaign for them. We were spearheading the marketing campaign for that particular cause that they were running.
Okay. The man or woman that was in charge of that account, are they still with your company?
I think, yes, she is. In fact, she happens to be the vice president of account management with us.
Okay, well, we might want to talk to her one day. And
learn.
You know, and she could say, look, here's some things that you might do. My name's Ken. Here's some things, Ken, you might do that I think would probably work for you based on my experience. She doesn't have to use any names. She doesn't have to tell me anything private. You understand what you're hearing, right?
Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we won't use any names. We just say, she can just say, look, I have experience in the puppy online business, and I've evaluated it. I've been involved with it. Our company's been involved with that industry. And here's some ideas that I think can work, and here's some I think won't work. And maybe this will help you make a decision and save yourself some money, and good luck, and work with Mike Smith.
Right. Good for you. She loves puppies herself, so that's how she got the first work with Premium Pups, right? And that was, I think, 2 years and then 2.5 years. That's probably about 4.5 years cumulatively, and that was somewhere about 2016 where we started working with them, with Premier Pups. But this lady I'm talking about, the vice president for account management, she happens to love puppies, so I'm sure she's going to love speaking to you as well, and we might be able to have her on the team as well when we get you on board.
Okay. Well, I've got another call that I need to make. I think this was the best part of our conversation.
All right,
I'm
glad
a big
to hear
believer,
that.
Man. Mike, I'm a big believer. Listen to me, please. I'm a big believer in standing on the shoulders of successful people and learning from them. And I don't want to reinvent the wheel. I just want to make it better or different.
I hear
change
you.
The color.
I hear you.
Or change the color. I've had some serious success, big success in the past, by copying my competitors and doing it better.
Exactly.
So,
there you go.
Anyway.
That's,
So anyway, all right. Well, why don't you, when you get a chance, talk to him and give me a call tomorrow, the next day, and let's talk some more. Let's see.
All right, I will. Yep.
Find out what your company did for this, for you know who. Find out all you can. The more you know, the faster we can move. Find out all you can. If you want to involve her on a call with us, that'd be great. Probably a good idea. I don't know that I'm going to have any great questions. The big question is, Mike, you know, basically, what'd you do for this company? You know, how'd you get started? What'd you do? How long were you with them? What kind of money are we looking at spending per month? You know, you know, all the basic critical questions, you know.
Right. So, yeah, of course. So, yeah, that sounds like a plan. So, you know, let's try and break some bread on our next call tomorrow. And hopefully once we have you on board, then we can, you know, design a plan for you based upon our experience working with, you know, all the puppy houses that we work with, right? I'm sure we've worked with more than one. And,
That's even better if you worked with more than one. Absolutely. That's even better. We can learn.
We definitely have, yes.
I'm a big believer in learning from my competition.
Perfect. And, that's how you go about it. So, let's be hopeful for tomorrow's call, and let's try and see where we land tomorrow, and we'll take it from there.
Okay. All right. Bye, Mike. Thank you.
All right, Ken. Thank you.
Right.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
Bless you. Go.
Yeah.
All right.